Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The Fantasy Six-Pack Hour. With your hosts, Joe Bond and AJ Appleton.
Touchdown!
All right, welcome to the Fantasy Six Pack Hour. My name is Joe Bond, founder of FantasySixPack.net. With me, as usual, Mr. AJ Appelgarth. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty well. Thursday, got a pretty entertaining game on for once, surprisingly.
Yeah, we got some points. Yeah, I mean, Dallas is even letting some points. It's pretty shocking. So
yeah. Interesting for me as them, I guess. So. Birds fan to scout these two teams, since after this week they are our next two matchups. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. Yep. All right. So tonight we've got a good show getting you all ready for week 13 of the fantasy football season. We're going to be jumping through, you know, rankings talk, start sit type of stuff like we usually do. Go through a couple news items as well, but before we get into that, of course, we got to mention hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, leave those comments. We appreciate it. Wherever you're watching or listening, helps us out a long way, and you know, we like to hear from you, so go ahead and do that. And then of course, jump over to fantasysixpack.net/plans, become an all-access member. There's still time to make that final surge to make your playoffs. And then once you're there, actually win the championship. Get access to our award-winning rankings. We got two of us in the top 15 over there on Fantasy Pros. We got another couple probably in the top 30, I think. We're doing pretty well. So, and then, of course, you've got us over there at the Discord where, you know, if you have been knocked out of your playoffs in your league, go ahead and win that entry fee back, man. We're playing some DFS. We got Dave, Eddie, Chris, Robin, and company over there in our Discord just dropping the knowledge. Like, I don't play a lot of DFS. I have won every single week I've played this year because of Dave and Chris. It's just easy pickings with those guys. It really is. Not going to guarantee it's going to work every week. I know it hasn't with them, but it has worked far more than it hasn't. So their cash stuff is pretty spot on there. So without further ado, what's up, guys? What's up, everybody listening? Without further ado, though, let's bring in our guest of honor, Mr. Fantasy Hall of Famer here, Greg Kellogg. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm kind of looking forward to this. Joe is, I met Joe at the expo, and I met him through Mace Riney. And I got to tell you, if you have a chance to get to the expo, go. It's amazing who you'll meet there.
Yeah, we always say that. If anybody has a chance to go, it is awesome to go there and just meet anybody. Don't feel like you can't go because, oh, you think it's going to be too many people that, you know, it's not for the fans. It is. We actually want the fans there. We like to talk to the people who read and listen to our stuff. You know, it's awesome to kind of run into you, Greg, and you know, all the other guys and gals that I've met in the industry and I'm friends with at this point now. But it is so much fun to run into the fans and just listen to their stories and just, you know, shoot the shit with them. It's fun. Really is. Yeah.
Talking sports, football. Lots of fun. Definitely get out the
camera. You'll be surprised. The big names in the industry, the Bob Harris, the Scott Ingalls, Joe Bryant, these guys have been around since the 90s. And you do not last in this industry. Every industry in the world has good people and bad people. But because this is such a people-oriented industry, if you're bad, you get found out very early and you don't last 10 or 15 years. Yep. So all these big names, go up to them and talk to them because they will talk to you. All of them will. There's not a single one of them that's a bad person.
Yeah. I mean, I always tell the story. Bob Harris, one of my favorites. He, the first time we went, of course, I was one of those like, nobody knows who I am type of thing. And we're sitting in there at the King's Classic draft, the big one. And and in between, like they were taking a break and Bob walks up to me and AJ and Keith Lott and Mike LaPlante, our producer, was there. And a whole bunch of us were there. And he just walks up to us and he's like, what do you guys think of the draft? And I was like, oh, we were just talking. And I was like, hey, by the way, I'm Joe Bond. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. And I was like, what? The fact that he just walked right up to us was awesome. And Bob and I talk all the time. He's a great guy. So
yeah. Well, you know Wendy Early, right?
I know of her. I'm not super.
She walks around at the expo with a T-shirt that says Bob Harris is my bestie.
Oh yes. Okay. Yes. I saw that shirt.
Yeah. I met her there, and I wanted to interview a lady named Tina Gunter. Way back in the 90s, I created a league for women only. And in 2015, I retired. I left everything behind. And Tina kept the league going.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so I thought, nice. You know, it's the longest running female only league. Somebody should interview her. And I couldn't get the women of football to do it. So I said, I'll do it. But I wanted to do it with some ladies. So I asked Wendy and a lady that I met there, Carla Hazam, whose boyfriend is Doug Orth. Most people in fantasy know Doug. Oh, yeah. They came on and they interviewed her. And now they have their own show where they're interviewing some of the oldest people in the industry. It's called Game Changers on YouTube. I'm going to give a shameless plug for it.
Ah, all good.
Go out to YouTube and search for Game Changers, Wendy and Carla. Carla says, I'm not a fantasy person, but you watch her on those interviews. She's good.
Awesome. Good stuff. I think Seattle just scored. Maybe might get reversed. I don't know. That ball moved. But anyway, we will let's get moving here. So, again, we're going to, you know, help get you all ready for week 13 of the fantasy football season. We know playoffs are right around the corner for everybody. Some of these bigger leagues, obviously, that some of us are in, playoffs are already here. But let's start off here. Joe Flacco signs with the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, we probably usually wouldn't really think much of it, but Dorian Thompson Robinson is a little banged up, might not be able to play because he's in the concussion protocol. So could Joe Flacco actually be an improvement? You know, look, I mean, we're obviously only really worried about Amari Cooper, Jerome Ford, and slightly Kareem Hunt, a little touchdown dependent. But Greg, what do you think? Could Joe Flacco actually be an improvement over Dorian Thompson Robinson?
Oh, yeah, but not in 1 week. He's got less than a week to learn the system. And I don't care if he played in the system before. It's not the same. I think this week it's P.J. Walker. It's got to be he doesn't have enough time. I think going forward, Flacco's somebody you want to get for your playoff run because he's got good tools there. Elijah Mitchell, you got Njoku, you got, again, Cooper. Mm-hmm. I got Cooper.
Yeah, I forgot about Njoku. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, well, my point being is that I think, you know, Flacco's old, but he's not dead. And he's played a lot of football. So I like him. I just don't think in week one. I would be amazed if he starts this week. I would think it would still be P.J. Walker because Dorian Thompson-Robinson is not coming out of the concussion protocol this week. And I don't think it matters. I mean, Wally Pipp. You know the story of Wally Pipp? He took a game off and his replacement took his job.
Yes.
Joe DiMaggio.
Oh.
You know, Drew Bledsoe. He took a game off and Tom Brady took over.
Yeah.
You don't want to take a game off when you're not that good to begin with. And I don't think Flacco is, you know, is.
I mean, they've already made him the backup. So.
Yeah, but he's the backup to P.J. Walker.
No, the backup to Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Oh,
they've already made him the backup.
Well, that's probably to get him practice snaps.
Maybe. We'll see. I agree, though. I do think it is a slight improvement. It's not going to be. I could be gangbusters. I'm not starting Joe Flacco in my fantasy leagues, but I think this does help Cooper. I think
I'm
it does help
PJ Walker and Scott Fishbowl.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to go back to PJ Walker. I mean, at least Cooper was startable. Right now, it's like he's sitting on my bench. Like, I don't want anything to do with him, really. It's just not, he's not getting enough.
Yeah. I understand that.
So, AJ, any other thoughts or move on?
No, I mean, I think Flacco, obviously, you know, as Greg said, he's older, but he's not dead. And, you know, Super Bowl winning quarterback, in the past, he can play. He's a good game manager. I think this is something that this team needs, you know, if they're not going to have Deshaun there, obviously, and DTR is just, he's not the answer right now. Maybe down the line in the future, but I think it's Flacco. You know, I agree. After this week, I think he'll take over and he'll be able to help lead this team.
All right. So next news topic we have is obviously the Jonathan Taylor injury. Unfortunate timing for this for fantasy managers who were just starting to get rolling with Jonathan Taylor on their squads.
That's me.
Yeah. We now have Zach Moss taking back over as the running back for this team. And look, he really did well without Jonathan Taylor there and actually had a good game or two even when Jonathan Taylor came back. It's now been pretty much the Jonathan Taylor show since the last few weeks. But, you know, we were talking about Zach Moss has been, you know, we were talking about him as like, you know, pretty much a locked in RB1 the last couple of weeks when Jonathan Taylor was out. Do we just put him right back in that conversation, you know, pretty much every week without Jonathan Taylor, Greg?
Yes and no. I fully expect him to play well, but you got to look at matchups. It's going to be critical because I don't care who it is. If your name's not Christian McCaffrey, there are games you shouldn't be playing. So as a fantasy owner, you know, I think Moss is the number one running back for at least 2 to 3 weeks. That's what they're expecting Taylor to be out. But Moss played well. So yeah, you treat him as an RB1. But I would really check the matchup. If he's playing against a really good run defense, I'd probably hesitate to start him.
Yeah, I mean, this week is one of them. Tennessee's been pretty stout against the run since he's been kind of, you know, middle of the road. And then Pittsburgh. So he's got a couple of pretty tough matchups here. So I do feel you. It's you know, to me, if volume plays a lot, especially at the running back position. And if he's going to get that kind of volume, he's got to obviously be a very heavily started running back, and for good reason.
Well, you know. Since he's got Browning at quarterback, which means they're not going to be on offense as much as they would with Burrow.
Right.
So I think, I don't care how good Cincy's defense is, they're going to be on the field too much. And so I think Zach Moss against Cincy is a great matchup.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely the best of the three. You know, the Steelers are actually middle of the road, but I think they're better overall. I mean, they got kind of gashed early on against McCaffrey, and then Jerome Ford got them. And then later in the year, ETN got them. But other than that, they've pretty much shut everybody else down. So, yeah, it's definitely matchup dependent. But, I mean, the volume that we're going to see him get could just be, you know,
well,
the sky's the limit with the volume there. So,
and I think Minshew helps him a lot because Minshew converts on third downs. You got a rookie quarterback in Anthony Richardson. You don't always convert the third downs that you would think an experienced one would. Minshew has been a much better quarterback from a pro perspective mm-hmm. than Richardson was. So if Minshew is converting Agreed. Third downs, again, it goes back to opportunities. And I think you got to look at the team as a whole.
Yeah. I will say, even with the matchup, I've got Zach Moss as my RB. Where do I have him right now? I have him very high. I have him RB 6 right now.
And he's a starter for you.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. I mean, if he's above 24, he's a starter.
Yeah. Yeah, so he definitely jumped right back into that RB1 conversation. I mean, the indie run game has just been top notch this year, no matter who's been back there. So I'm gonna take a piece of that wherever I can. So all right. So I think we have a couple questions here real quick. Mike, you want to toss them up here on the screen? Oop.
Before we do that, this is about news and stuff. Just for those people that do IDP and may not have heard, Alex Anzalone, who's a pretty stout linebacker for the Lions, went on the injury report as questionable today.
Okay.
Big blow.
Yeah, that's pretty big. So, Tyler, friend of the show here, watch a lot. Thanks for watching again, man. Dynasty League, 16-man league with a cap. Need help with a third spot. Mingo, Dortch, or Zay Jones? I'm going to go.
Ooh. Kyler Murray has made Dortch credible. If you look at his last 2 weeks with Murray under center, I think he's got 18 targets.
He does. Didn't do much with it, unfortunately.
Right, but he's getting the looks. Mingo, you never know if he's going to be thrown to or not. Zay Jones, again, you've got Calvin Ridley and Christian Kirk there. So I would go Dortch, personally.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we've seen what Bryce Young is so far. Obviously, with the coaching change, everything will change for him. Hopefully, this wakes him up a little bit, and that could help Mingo. But I think with Jones, you got more mouths ahead of him. I don't really love him for Dynasty. Even in a 16-man, I kind of get it, but I'd lean Dortch as well. I think Kyler is the best.
I do Dortch rest of the season.
Yeah.
For Dynasty, I want Mingo.
Yeah, this is
is Dynasty, I mean,
looks like.
And the reason, I think Mingo's got more raw talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Dortch pretty low. In my rankings, I also think that's because, you know, there's a little bit that, you know, Michael Wilson could come back, but I think if Wilson's out, I'm starting Dortch. If Wilson's there, I'm playing Zay Jones.
Yeah, I think Dortch is stealing more from Rondale Moore, isn't he?
Yeah, right now I think so.
Yeah,
but I think when Wilson is there, I just think that.
They're gonna go back to, and Dortch might not even really be on the field as much, unfortunately.
Be interesting to see.
Yeah.
We got one from Dion here. Do you think Goddard is gonna get cleared to play this week? You know, honestly, I don't know. I have not really followed.
Check practice reports.
Yeah, he
did not.
Yeah.
Last I checked, practicing. If he's limited, maybe. But if he's not practicing at all, no.
Last I checked, he did not log a practice today.
Yeah,
I don't see here. I'm don't looking see at it. Right I think now. He wants to be back to play in this game, but
yeah, it's do not.
I would hate to see him come back early, and
yeah, he's a DNP. So if he doesn't practice tomorrow, it's definitely a no go for and it kind of looks like it's trending in that direction already. So my guess would be no. You know, Zach Ertz just got released. AJ, what do you think about them snatching up Zach Ertz?
I mean, he's still dealing with a quad injury himself. I don't really, I mean, it was weeks ago that he suffered the injury, but I mean, it's a nice story and whatnot. And
he asked to be released.
Yeah, he asked to be released. Yeah. I kind of think
okay, so. It's not that the team gave up on him.
No,
they've got a exactly. young guy in Trey McBride.
Yep.
And then he asked to be released, and I thought the team did him right by releasing him.
Yeah.
Now, does he go to Philly? He hasn't signed anywhere, has he?
No,
not yet.
I kind of wonder if the Ravens are going to go really no, not hard yet. After him.
Ravens is another good one. Yeah,
that's a good point. Ravens need him more than the Eagles do.
I know people love some Isaiah Likely, but I warned everybody last week, careful with
Isaiah
that one.
Likely and Kyle Pitts are the same tight end. Ultra talented, ultra athletic, low performance.
Yeah. I would
you know, one more here.
I don't see it.
So this can jump into our little bit of our start sit, and we're going to be talking about Sam Howell in our first question, but we'll answer this one as well. Justin Herbert or Sam Howell as your quarterback this week. Just for reference, Sam Howell is playing the Dolphins. The Chargers are playing. Anybody want to tell me? I don't remember.
I can tell you in a minute.
I'm blanking on that for some reason.
It doesn't matter. You don't sit Herbert.
Yeah, I'm not. It is Herbert for me. But yeah.
They're playing the Patriots.
Patriots, that's right. I was like, I know it's a lesser team.
Well, the Patriots aren't a lesser team on defense.
Nah, true.
They're very good at taking away one weapon.
Yeah, I will say this. Keep an eye on Keenan Allen's health. If Keenan Allen does not play, I am dropping Herbert like a rock. He probably falls into QB2 territory for me. He's just got nothing without Allen on that field. Eckler's not going to be, you know, Guyton's not going to be enough. Quentin Johnston, even if he plays, isn't gonna be it's like no, he dropped. So keep an eye on Allen's health, but it's Herbert for me.
True story. When I was doing this back in the 90s, I was working with an agent named JT Johnson, and he would give me kids that were low draft picks or undrafted free agents to interview. Keenan Allen was the highest drafted player I ever interviewed. Kid was sharp. He was, I mean, he had it together. He's a guy I like from his rookie year, and he really wasn't expected to do that much. Third round draft pick.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So Greg, how we do this? We like to kind of use this as like a little sneak preview into my rankings early week here, and so how we do this, we go by position, and we ask a couple start sit, you know, questions. You know, kind of our producer Mike LaPlante comes up with some scenarios that are pretty likely scenarios for a lot of teams. He tries to make them pretty realistic, so he will be the voice in the sky and ask the question. So Mike, you've got the floor. Maybe not.
All right, and Greg, since you're our special guest, you get the honors of going first.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to announce
so,
it?
Yeah.
Your first option is, yeah, absolutely. It's Sam Howell versus the Dolphins which is a great transition from that last comment. And then your other option is Russell Wilson versus the Texans.
Okay. Both games could be shootouts. Okay, that's the first thing I look at for quarterbacks. Sam Howe in my rankings is QB7. That's in my league. Top 10 5 weeks in a row, 40-plus attempts in 8 of the last 9 games, 300-plus yards in 4 of the last 5, 3 rushing touchdowns last 2 games. Okay, 1 in 1 game, 2 in the other. Russell Wilson is the QB14, top 10 twice, but not since week 4 against Chicago. Less than 30 attempts in 5 of the last 6 games, 2 300-plus yard games week 2 and week 3. So it's been a while since he's had that. He had 1 rushing touchdown last week. Both opponents, Miami and Houston, they're going to put up points. So that's why I say it could be a shootout. Howe has been better both long and short term. Miami's given up 17 points to opposing quarterbacks. Houston, 18.6. So Russell Wilson has the better matchup, but it's only 1.86 points. Give me Howe.
And I think we go clockwise. So with me, I agree with you. It's Sam Howe for me. I think this game, you know, the Commanders already passed a ton, as you've already mentioned, and I just think they're going to get behind pretty quickly here, and Sam Howell is going to have to air it out. So I think this is going to be a Sam Howell week.
Yeah, I am on board with that. Been riding Sam Howell and Scott Fish all the way into like the upper 500s every week in the regular season. So I'm keeping on with him. He's been very solid. You know, he's not afraid to throw the ball. He's not afraid to take hits. Obviously, he gets sacked a decent amount too. But just seeing what he did, you know, not once, but twice against Philadelphia Eagles, that part of why the reason they are so bad against the pass is him solely, because he was so good against them in short yardage throws, slants across the middle. I think if they're going to have any chance at competing with Miami and staying in this game, keeping it the shootout that we've all been talking about here, that's the kind of play that we're going to see out of him this week, and that's where he excels. So I'm on board clean sleep with Hal.
Hey, can I ask a question of you guys?
Mm-hmm. Or
do you expect a Dotson touchdown?
I am hoping for one because I need one.
I'm starting him in one of my leagues too.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my leagues that I have a safe leagues team in, been really good this season there too. Second year in the league. And he was one of my favorite picks in the draft this year. And he's been very hit or miss, unfortunately, but I'm really pulling for him. I think this could be a good week for Dotson too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give us the homer take, Joe.
I'm hesitant to say it's gonna. I'm hesitant to say that he's gonna score. I mean, we've seen Samuel get involved. We've seen when they get close, they like to just give the ball to Brian Robinson. You know,
I got him too, so I like that.
Yeah, yeah, Logan Thomas gets involved. They're getting Gibson more involved in this run, in this passing attack too. So I kind of think, like, I mean, it's weird. Like, Dotson and McLaurin haven't been like the main two threats to score on this team. It's been everybody else.
But we're going to talk about McLaurin later. So
yeah. So all right, next
you betcha.
Question.
All right. Yes, sir. Joe, you get to get this one. Trevor Lawrence versus the Bengals or Brock Purdy versus the Eagles?
I think AJ already sort of answered this question for me, and I'm going Brock Purdy. This dude's been...
How dare you?
Hey. Not my fault that you have a worse pass defense than the Commanders actually do, which is hard to do. But
we don't anymore.
Let's see. They passed him
close.
Just barely still last close. Week. And then, but hey, receivers are still doing better against the Eagles. There you go. Yes. All right. No, but that'll but work. It's still, I mean, this matchup's really juicy for Brock Purdy. He has been on fire the last few weeks here. So, yeah, give me Mr. Brock Purdy, who ranks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in points per game the last 4 weeks. So that's what I want to see, to where Lawrence is starting to come on a little strong here. Still think he'll hit a little bit more resistance against Cincy, and they may not need to pass as much.
My turn.
Yeah.
We go clockwise. So AJ goes next.
This one,
you don't want to say it.
I don't, because I think Philly's gonna
come on, AJ.
Destroy him again.
He's in better. You're lucky he got hurt.
Shut up, Debo. We're not lucky he got hurt.
You know.
No, I don't even get me started on that. But yeah. I'm going to go with Lawrence here. Greg, you already alluded to it with the fact that Cincy's D is probably going to be on the field a lot in this game. And I think Lawrence is going to be very good against them this week. Calvin Ridley has shown back up. Ingram's always a threat there. ETN, I believe, was questionable, I saw earlier, but hopefully that changes and he's going to be a factor as well. Purdy, again, I will give him his credit because I was a huge detractor against him about not playing anybody last year, and who cares if he won 7 games straight or whatever. He came to Philly and literally got his ass kicked into the ground, and then he was out of the game, so he was a bum to me. But I can't argue that this year. He has been a very, very solid quarterback. In the one league I'm looking at here, he has one game where he did not even touch double digits. Everything else is good. And that was not the game where he actually did not even have a throwing touchdown. He did have a rushing touchdown in week 2, but no throwing against the Rams. Every other game, at least a touchdown in the air. Lots of weapons with Ayuk, but I'm Ayuk and Debo. Again, hopefully he gets just stomped this week. So. I'm leaning Lawrence because I need the Eagles to win.
Trevor Lawrence is QB15 in my rankings. Okay. The rankings I use are based off my personal league, and it's not my personal ranking. It's how they've done. Okay. The last 2 weeks, he's been the QB1 and QB6. All right. He was, you guys know JC Money, the sports affiliation. JC has a Wednesday show called Midweek Madness with a segment called Force or Farce. Force players are guys that are outside the top 14 at their position that you think will finish inside the top 14. Trevor Lawrence is his force player this week. He's been very erratic, though. 3 rushing TDs in the last 2 games helps his rankings recently. Brock Purdy's the QB9. He's more consistent. He's coming off a bad game. Out of the last 3 games, not counting last game, he was the QB2 and the QB6. So he's had 2 really good games, too, out of the last 3. Much better supporting cast, in full disclosure. Brandon Ayuk is my force right wide receiver from last night. I think it's a better matchup because Philadelphia, love them or hate them, their defense sucks. Yeah. They give up tons of points to wide receivers. They give up tons of points.
Absolutely terrible.
No, they're very good at winning the game, but they're very bad at stopping fantasy points. Yeah. Now my point is, since his offense is going to struggle with Browning at quarterback, this could lead to an early lead, though, which may mean less passing for Lawrence. And more running for ETN or Bigsby if ETN's out. Philly is the friendliest team to opposing quarterbacks. They give up more points than anybody else. And I think Philly and – I don't think Philly and San Fran is going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I'm going against JC here. I want Purdy.
All right. Okay. I like it. We already got our first non-sweep. I love it. All right, AJ, on to the running backs. You starting Breece Hall this week against a stout Falcons run defense or Isaiah Pacheco? Oh, I messed that up.
No, you didn't. I fixed it on our sheet, at least. It's Green Bay. That's true. Not Green Bay.
Thank you. And then Isaiah Pacheco against Green Bay.
I'm going to go with Pacheco on this. I like the matchup against Green Bay. They do not have a stout rushing defense. They're not the worst in the league, but they've kind of bounced up and down and have a handful of over 100-yard rushing games against them, plus a couple that are almost close to 200. So, I like the opportunity for Breece Hall, but if Tim Boyle's playing, he flat out sucks. I think you could stick a golf tee out there and get more yardage out of it than Tim Boyle. So that's only going to hurt Breece Hall in my mind. And Atlanta's defense looked decent coming out of the bye. Miami's defense absolutely destroyed the Jets. You give up a Hail Mary pick six, says something about your offense. I just don't think the volume's going to, the volume will be there for Breece. I just don't think the opportunity will be there.
Well, from my perspective, Hall's way more explosive, but he's questionable this week with a hamstring issue. Hamstring, that it impacts on your explosiveness. He's been top 12 in one of the last four games. And as stated, the Falcons are the number two run defense in terms of fantasy points to running backs. Isaiah Pacheco runs hard, but he's a hit or miss back, and he's in a three-way share. Yeah. Clyde Edwards-Helaire still gets some touches, and so does Jerick McKinnon. So he was great last week, top 12 in one of the last four games, but the Packers' defense allows seven more points per game to running backs than the Falcons do. Summary, if all things are equal, I want Hall, but all things are not equal. They're far from equal. New York has a weaker offense and faces a tougher defense, and Hall has injury issue. Give me Pacheco.
Yeah, this comes down to just the offense. That's pretty much the only reason. Like, yeah, if there was some semblance of a capable quarterback in New York right now, I'd be playing Hall pretty easily. I agree that Pacheco's pretty hit or miss. He is seeing a absolute lion's share of the snaps and the rushing attempts, so it is kind of his backfield, really. Like, I know McKinnon and Clyde Edwards-Helaire kind of, mix in here and there, but it's not enough for me to, like, detract from Pacheco. My problem with Pacheco is he just doesn't score enough. Like, he's just not finding the end zone. Now, he did last week, but he doesn't actually find the end zone very often. There's always, they run these little, crossing route plays, or Kelsey just does what he does, and Mahomes is working his magic in the red zone, and that's how they score. And so Pacheco sort of gets left out with all of that. So, in this case, it's Pacheco for me.
All right. Next up.
Now, when you say competent quarterback play, like, would Joe Flacco suffice? Someone they had last year who they decided to replace.
The Jets
with
offense
Tim Boyle
was,
because they...
the Jets offense was solid last year.
Zach Wilson and Tim Boyle, you got to look at that offensive line.
Yeah, no, it's not
okay.
Good.
I'm sorry. The passing game isn't set up for quick release passes. They throw the ball down the field. They like to get Garrett Wilson deep. They don't have time. I don't care. I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers back there. He doesn't have time to set up because that offensive line is not good. And Rodgers went from the Green Bay offensive line, which is very good, to New York, and then he gets hurt immediately. So, no.
Yeah. It's still just
coincidence. Maybe
those two quarterbacks probably aren't getting it done regardless, though. But yeah, I agree. The offensive line is bad.
On to the next.
Well, that's my turn, and I love this matchup, so go ahead and announce it to the crowd.
Absolutely. This one's, I like this one too when I was putting it together, but you get to choose from David Montgomery against the Saints or Najee Harris versus the Cardinals.
Okay. So what people don't understand, Montgomery is the RB24. I'm in a full PPR. I don't do half PPR. Harris is running back 29. Okay. Montgomery has scored a touchdown in every game he has played, except the game where he was injured and he only played 26% of the snaps. He's not used in the passing game. So I think he's got a floor of about 15 points, but his ceiling is limited. Harris was terrible for 5 weeks. I mean, just pathetic. But since the bye week, he's been much better. And I think Canada is addition through subtraction. The loss of Canada, both backs have more explosive players that they share time with. Jalen Warren, way more explosive than Najee. And Jahmyr Gibbs is way more explosive than David Montgomery. Harris has the easier matchup. Montgomery is more likely to score a TD. Now, this is a tough one for me because I'm a Lions fan. But I think the matchup's a tiebreaker. So trying to be neutral, I lean towards Harris. That said, if you need a ceiling in your matchup, if you need a floor, you go with Montgomery because he's scoring a touchdown every week. But if you need a potential ceiling play, then you go Najee.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either one has a ceiling at this point that, you know, people are going to be too excited about. But I'm going to go, I'm going to agree with you and say it's David Montgomery. He's been the much safer play, even, you know, I know Najee's been on a little bit of a run here, but you know he's not being involved in the passing game either. This is going to Warren at this point, so it's kind of the same kind of scenario. And the matchup says it's Montgomery. I think the offense is still better in Detroit, even though last week you could argue, you know, over 400 yard total offensive yards first time since like 2019, which is insane to hear. But yeah, it's Montgomery for me. I mean, he's just been so good this year when given the opportunity.
Okay, so I went with Harris, so I didn't go with Montgomery.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Montgomery.
No, I said he's the floor play. I went with Harris because I think the matchup for him is easier than the one for Montgomery.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, this is tough for me because I actually do have both of these guys. Thankfully, I don't have to choose between them.
Yeah, in head, too.
But
they're going in my Kings Classic lineup. Both.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved what Montgomery's done for me this year. So I've been riding him, you know, almost no questions asked, just plug and play easily for me. I don't love this matchup though, on the road too. It's going to be harder for him. So I agree. His ceiling is definitely capped there. Still think he's going to find the end zone, but the yardage, not over excited about. So I think I'm going to lean Harris on this, honestly. I like the matchup better. Warren has been getting involved and he has been sneaking, you know, touchdowns from Harris, but Arizona's rush defense is just not there. You know, gave up a huge game against Kyren Williams last week. and Royce Freeman was even very viable as a starter, you know, for teams. So I could see them getting trounced again. I mean, they just have been giving up yards and leaking bad. So I'm going with Harris.
I like to play my own little game, and each time there's not a sweep, I win. So that's another victory.
If you choose well, then there shouldn't be a sweep. Because
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm a Hall of Famer.
I'm a Hall of Famer. And you know what I tell people about Hall of Famers? The difference between a Hall of Famer and somebody that takes this hobby seriously? Nothing.
Yeah.
Accolades. The best people in this industry are going to be wrong 40% of the time. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the Anchorman quote from Paul Rudd. 60% of the time, it works all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
All right.
Does that even make any sense?
Joe,
it does make sense.
No, I'm kidding. That's the next quote in the movie.
Anyway.
All Joe, right, you I'm can up. Just start oh. us off with the wide receivers, but I want to explain it for Greg just so he knows. For the wide receivers, this one you get to start two and sit one, just so you know.
I do.
But Joe, you're starting us off here. You get Devontae Smith versus the Niners, Nico Collins versus the Broncos, or Calvin Ridley against the Vikings. Who you sitting, who you starting?
Not the Vikings. Cincy.
My apologies. What are you doing?
Calvin Ridley, easily. The Vikings are on the bye this week, so I will take him all day.
He's playing against nobody.
Yeah.
Wide receiver one. No, just kidding.
I'm not going to say any names, but we had our banners deleted, so I had to redo this from scratch.
Oh, we're going there, are we?
No, that was...
wasn't me, but... That
was, no I names. The, you shut up. No
surprise. I am on the fence. Nico Collins is a start for me. I'm kind of 50-50 between Ridley and Smith. Smith obviously has the bad matchup, but without Goddard there, we know Devonta Smith has just been a target monster. And that's happened in the past. So we could see it again, right? And we're already talking about how this game could be pretty high scoring. So, you know, Smith could have a good game. He could also get completely shut down just because that's what Smith does and San Francisco does. My gut tells me sit Smith, though. I mean, I really just don't like going against the San Fran defense if I can help it. So my gut tells me sit Smith, but I wouldn't fault you at all for playing Smith over Ridley, because Ridley has been very hit or miss all season long. So AJ,
so looking at the San Fran defense, at least their ranking in the league I'm looking in, they are actually a favorable matchup for opposing wide receivers. They have not given up a lot of touchdowns. It's mostly just been, I guess, yardage at that point. There's a couple of games that skewed it, Cincy, Minnesota, and also, again, against the Rams. But again, no touchdowns in that game to the receivers. I'm Bailey, not
man,
sitting
that pass rush once they came off the bye, man, has just been so nasty.
Chase Young.
It has been. They have been very good since the bye, I will give you that. And have only given up one touchdown and less than 150 yards to receivers in all three of those games. That said, one of the big bugaboos about the NFC Championship game that's been bitched about by all the 40 whiners, players and fans, was the Devonta Smith non-catch. So I will start Devonta Smith with full confidence that he will get a catch that will not even have a chance to have a flag thrown on it that Shanahan will keep in his pocket, like he did in the championship game when he should have thrown it. That's not the Eagles' fault, but everyone wants to blame them. So Smith is starting for me, and I will also
such a homer.
That's fine. Call me a homer, but I think he is.
You guys won, and you're still harboring bad feelings.
And
no,
yeah, that's right.
You act like I'm a 49ers fan. I'm just an Eagles fan.
I'm not harboring the fan the ill will towards you. I'm harboring it against all the others. And I'm starting Nico because he's just a monster. Denver is a solid, you know,
they've been getting better.
Solid matchup against. So that is.
Well, be careful. They've been playing much better lately. So
that's what I'm saying. It's a tougher matchup.
Yeah.
Against the receivers, but I love Collins and I'm riding him over Ridley.
Put Jamie's comment up on the screen, Mike. I want to puke. Just seeing a rumor that Archie Manning could be going to Ohio State
That's okay. Michigan can beat them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They still probably will. I will laugh.
All right, Greg. Oh,
hey, we beat that guy in Houston, that Stroud kid, twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot you were Michigan.
Oh yeah.
Eddie and Chris Robin, they're both Michigan.
I bleed maize and blue, baby. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fit right in on this crew, man.
Is the wide receiver 19.
Jamie, what's wrong with that? I never cared about Ohio State. Like, I never really gave him any thought. I ran into a bunch of fans one time on a road trip in college, and I was like, oh, you guys are from Ohio State. They're like, no, we're from the Ohio State. I was like, that's what I said. You're from Ohio State. They're like, no, the Ohio State. I was like, what?
Miami, I never really like put it all together. Thing.
And I was like, yeah. Are you really it's emphasizing like you. The? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, now I don't like you.
Yeah.
And people forever since then, I'm just like, you're obnoxious, and I don't like Ohio State fans. So, sorry.
People ask sorry, me Jamie. Why I like the Bosa brothers, because they both went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Let's spell out their name. Beat Ohio State again. Love the Bosas.
Nice.
All right. So, wide receiver 19 is Devonta Smith. All right. He's playing the easiest matchup this week. San Francisco is not the hardest. They're giving up 29.3 points per game to wide receivers. He has been a wide receiver one, top 12 wide receiver in 2 out of the last 4 weeks, and he's been a wide receiver two in 2 out of the last 4 weeks. So all 4 weeks, he's been a startable wide receiver. He scored TDs in 3 out of the last 4. Now, this stat I did because of him. He's had 99-plus yards in 3 out of the last 4 games. I did 99 instead of 100 because he had exactly 99 twice.
Yep.
He's had 7-plus targets in 3 out of 4. That's pretty consistent in the last 4 games. Wide receiver 18 is Nico. He's the only wide receiver 1 of these 3. Now, people will argue that Tank Dell is the wide receiver 1, but if you look at targets, he's not.
Dell also might be hurt, so he may not even suit up. So
and Nico is actually playing the toughest matchup. The defense he's playing against has given up 23.7 points per game. He's been a wide receiver 1 out of 4, and a wide receiver 2 out of 4, scored TDs in half the last 4 games, 99 plus yards and only once, but he's had 7 plus targets in 2 out of 4 games. Calvin Ridley is the most hit and miss player that we've got in this list. Yes. He's the wide receiver 24. When he's good, he's very good. He's been a wide receiver 1, 2 out of the last 4 games, wide receiver 2, not at all. So only half the games has he been startable. If you go with 24 wide receivers, TDs in 2 out of the last 4, 99, 1 out of the last 4, and 7 plus targets last 4. It's close. It's very close.
Yeah.
Smith has to start. He's the most consistent and has the best matchup. His game is also most likely to become a shootout. Ridley has a better matchup, but guys, Nico's a Michigan man. Nico went to Michigan. When all else is equal, that influences me. Sit Ridley.
All right. All right. Next up. Besides with AJ.
Yep.
All right. Mike. Next up here, AJ. You get to start us off with, and this is going to be a fun one. You get Cooper Kupp against the Browns, Deontay Johnson against the Cardinals, which is a theme, the Steelers versus the Cardinals tonight, and Terry McLaurin versus the Dolphins. Who are you sitting?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, I look at these games and, you know, if we're going with the shootout factor here, Pittsburgh and Arizona, both teams aren't great, although Pittsburgh still somehow finds a way to win every damn week while getting outgained. I think I would lean towards Deontay as a starter. Cup, don't love the matchup against Cleveland, and I think the Miami Washington game is definitely going to be a shootout. Man, this is tough. I think Cup is definitely the better talent over McLaurin, you know, in a vacuum anyways. Plus what we've seen this year with McLaurin, he's just not getting as many, you know, targets and opportunities, especially red zone targets this year, where I feel like Cup could shine in that area if that is going to be a tighter game, more of a defensive struggle. So, damn. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to sit Deontay. I'll play Cup and McLaurin.
After all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a 1A, 1B for me with those two. And I think Deontay is going to still do well, but this one's tough.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp is the wide receiver 68. Deontay is wide receiver 67. Neither one of them would typically be a starter.
Yeah.
But they're that because they've been injured and they missed games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terry McLaurin's wide receiver 25. He's a starter. I mean, most of leagues are going to have at least two wide receivers and a flex, so he's going to be a starter. Cooper Kupp has had injury issues recently, but he was a full participant in practice yesterday. All right. He does face the second toughest defense against wide receivers. That's a bad thing. Deontay Johnson, I don't care. I'll explain why later. Terry McLaurin has been frigid. Sub 10 points in three consecutive games, but he's still the best option in a possible shootout. So after watching Johnson quit on a play 2 weeks ago that got his offensive coordinator fired, and then hearing that he got into a physical altercation, most of us would call that a fight, okay, with Minka Fitzpatrick, his teammate, he's not seeing the field for me unless I have no other option. I just don't care. I know he apologized, sort of, but he just hasn't earned a spot in my lineup. I'm going with Cooper Kupp and Terry McLaurin, and I'm trying to trade Deontay Johnson because I think he's a cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're getting much for Deontay Johnson, unfortunately. But, yeah, I agree with both of you, and for the sake of time, I'm just going to say Kupp and McLaurin, and we can move on.
All right.
All right. Next one it is then, Greg.
Okay, this one I really liked because I think all of these are ranked close enough that it makes it a hard choice. You got wide receiver 36 is Rashee Rice, all right? Wide receiver 33 is Marquise Hollywood Brown. And then you've got Amari Cooper at wide receiver 32, okay? Rice has slowly earned the trust of his quarterback, who just happens to be the best quarterback in the league. I don't care what the stats say. Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league.
I agree.
Last week, he was targeted 10 times. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't expect that this week, but I love his ceiling, okay? He's getting the trust, and that's the one thing that the other wide receivers haven't earned. And people say, well, Mahomes spreads the ball around. Yeah, he does, but he didn't when he had Tyreek Hill. So he's doing it because he doesn't trust his other wide receivers. If he trusts Rashee Rice, you're going to see competition with Travis Kelce for targets. And I like Rice this week. Hollywood Brown had been limited in practice for 2 weeks due to a heel injury. Heel injuries don't scare me because he's not missing any snaps in the game, and Kyler Murray has made him relevant again. I think that's important. Amari Cooper did not practice on Wednesday. By talent, I think he's the best of these three receivers. And I hate doing this, but I would sit Cooper this week.
I just realized I was on mute. Sorry. I agree. I'm sitting Cooper. we said it. I mean, if DTR is quarterback, maybe I give a slight boost if Flacco's there, but I mean, that's going to be tough even if Flacco's there. Like Greg, you said it, like what Dobbs did in the first week being on a new team was unbelievable. Like that's not happening again. Joe Flacco, I don't care, you know, if you've been in the league for however many years, tough to walk into a new scenario and just be on the same page as everybody else and do what Dobbs was able to do. Rice is his arrow is trending up. I will say Marquise Brown hasn't practiced yet this week either, so keep an eye on that one. I mean, your decision could be made for you here just by injuries, but I'm leaning Rice and Brown, but it is close. Cooper and Brown, I mean, I don't love any of these options really, but I do understand, especially bye week hell here this week. This is probably a decision that people are having to make.
Yeah, it's a wide receiver three or flex probably.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because Cooper was, you know, probably locked into wide receiver two for most teams early on this year. And I mean, wide receiver I have one. Him in a bunch of places because he was going much cheaper than that still. And I was like, I'll take him because he's going to outproduce that. And then the quarterback situation just blew up there, unfortunately. So yeah, it is what it is. AJ?
Clean sweep? Yeah, I'm sitting Cooper. Clean sweep. Yeah, you know, obviously we've talked consistency with him, but he, I mean, he has been pretty consistent this year overall, but he does have a handful of down games, and the last two are two of them. He's dealing with the ribs and needing rest and whatnot. He was a limited practice today, but the fact that he didn't practice yesterday and now he's just limited, it's trending a little better, but yeah, I'm still sitting him. I don't trust the quarterback situation there as much. So,
all right. So, Joe, you get the tight end question, and it's your boy. All right. And if there's a clean sweep on this one, God, I hope it's the second option. You get Pat Freiermuth against the Cardinals or Taysom Hill against the Lions.
I hate myself for doing this, but it's Taysom Hill. The guy, I mean, with all the injuries the Saints are dealing with right now, they're going to have to get Hill involved pretty heavily, I think. And, yeah, I mean, especially if Olave doesn't play, they're definitely going to get Taysom Hill involved. Freiermuth had an amazing game last week. I don't care if it's Arizona or not. That ain't happening again. Not for some time. So give me Taysom Hill. And, you know, he's seen the ball way more than anybody wants to have him see the ball because they wanted to go to Kamara. They wanted to go to Olave. They wanted to go to anybody else but him because he's impossible to start, in my opinion. But this week might actually be one of those weeks where you're just going, yeah, I'm going to start Taysom Hill and cross my fingers. AJ?
I mean, I think Hill's probably the better play, but I'm going to go with Freiermuth actually, because we just talked about Deontay and he doesn't even deserve to be on the field. Pickens, who the hell knows what you're getting with him, if he's getting the ball or not. It's just always a mystery.
They're going to run the ball 45 times. I mean,
exactly.
That's what they should do.
They're going to be run heavy, but if not, I think they're going to have some dump offs too, because I don't think Pickett has an arm.
Moose saw 11 targets last week. That was nuts.
Yeah, he's gonna be another target hog in my mind. So I'm leaning with him.
I think Pickett is going to surprise you guys. Matt Canada's gone. That's huge. Freiermuth had a rough start to 2023 at the beginning of the year, and then he missed five games. Mm-hmm. He's the tight end 30 because of that. Canada gets fired, and the offense instantly improves, both running and passing. Now, I don't expect a repeat of 11 targets. In fact, I think it'll be 5 or 6. I think it'll be about half. Tight end 13, Taysom Hill. Hill is one of my favorite all-time players. I love his game. I love his flexibility. But the truth is, he only averages about 40% of the snaps.
Yeah.
That's not good. Half of his yards come on the ground. Three quarters of his TDs are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you look at his yardage, it's almost split 50-50, passing or rushing. And if you look at his TDs, he's got four of them. Three of them are on the ground. One is receiving. Now, I suspect, like I said, Freiermuth's targets are going to be halved. I also expect his fantasy points to drop as well. But that said, Detroit is really good against the run. They're like the third best team against the run. And the majority of Hill's points come from Wildcat runs. I want Freiermuth this week.
It is close. But yeah,
I'm not expecting 20 points from Freiermuth.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I want to see it again.
5 and 60. Pittsburgh. I think he can get 11 points.
Yeah. I want to see it again from Pittsburgh before I'm really believing in it.
Yeah, fair.
So
it's a good matchup to do it against.
It is. Yeah. It definitely is. So, all right, Greg. That is it for this part of the show. Before we let you go, though, I want to thank you for coming on. It's been a blast talking to you. And, you know, again, great meeting you at the expo. Glad we could connect. But before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you and what you got going on the rest of the season.
Okay. Well, I have my own podcast on Thursday nights, about an hour and a half before this one, actually. It's called Thursday Checkdown. Mace Rainey, who used to be your fantasy six-pack compatriot,
was my co-host.
He's not any longer because he had some family situations, but he's still a good friend of the show. So I'm with the sports affiliation doing that. I'm no longer writing. I'm staying as retired as I can be. I'm in some leagues. Next year, I'll tell you what, the off season, you're going to want to listen to my show because I'm bringing on a lot of the old guard, and we're going to talk about the history of the hobby, the history of some of these big websites that are around. And I'm bringing on a player agent to talk about what it's like to represent players in the NFL. I'm trying to bring on things about football that the average fantasy fan doesn't get experience with. That's Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday night. And other than that, you can find me on Twitter. My handle should be on the screen. It's my name, basically, at Gregory L. Kellogg.
It's in the show notes too. So,
and I'm also on Facebook, though that's more personal than public. But I always answer questions. If you got them, I'll answer them. And again, I want to reiterate: save money now and go to the expo. You'll get to meet guys like Scott Fish. Scott is amazing. He put together the largest league I've ever seen, and gives away literally millions of dollars to charity. Yeah. That's just amazing. Bob Lund, Bob Harris, Scott Engel. These guys were all there. Joe Bryant. If you don't know Joe Bryant, he's the founder of Football Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
that was an awesome dude.
Yeah. It's just a small site. And Joe Bond. I met Joe at the expo. I met Carla and Wendy at the expo. Met Des Bryant at the expo. I don't know who they'll have as special guest next year, but it doesn't matter. It is amazing. And if you're a listener to Joe's podcast and you're not in the Scott Fish Bowl, find out from Joe how to sign up for it. There's a 30,000 person waiting list.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just so you know,
one.
There's a 30,000 person waiting list, but it's for charity. Go sign up. Who knows? Maybe he'll double the number of teams.
Yeah. It has increased every year that I've been lucky enough to be in it and continue to be in it. So it's one of my favorite things every year to be a part of and donate and help the cause. And it's great.
Yeah, we did one of the live drafts this year. It was pretty awesome down in D.C. So looking forward to doing that.
Where'd you do that at?
We did it in DC, just some rinky-dink bar.
Yeah. I'm talking to Scott about getting in one of the live drafts. If there's a live draft that needs a person, I want to, because my daughter's a flight attendant, I can fly anywhere in the cool. country.
Nice.
So my wife has given me permission to take a trip to do a live draft, and I'm definitely going to be at the expo next year.
Yeah, come to the DC one. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
I don't really like DC. I retired from the military in the DC area.
I don't like DC either. I live right there. You know, I don't go in there very often. But
what town do you live in?
I live in Montgomery County, just a little north of it.
Maryland.
So, yeah, the Maryland side. I grew up in the Northern Virginia side, though.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What do they call that? Something UMD? Nova. Is that what they call it? Where all the basketball players come from? VMD? It's the Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area is a hotbed for basketball talent.
Yeah. Delmarva. Or no, that's that's Delaware.
The DMV.
I still like Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's the DMV. It's the D.C., DMV, Maryland, Virginia. It. Yeah, I know what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah. I still like the Baltimore. It's not the boardwalk. What do they call it?
Harbor.
Harbor Walk. Yeah.
Harbor. Yeah.
Inner Harbor.
Yep. They're getting ready to redo it all. Actually.
Yeah. They're like completely redoing it. That place kind of turned into a ghost town. It like all the shops shut down.
Oh,
nobody really went. And so they're just redoing it. They're revamping it. So I'm looking
forward to it. Did they have crime problems?
I don't think so. I just think like it just kind of
some. Got I old. Mean, Baltimore in general is known to be a pretty crime ridden town in certain parts. But the harbor was one of the nicer areas, and
they policed it. They had patrols. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's different.
I had tickets to the Washington Federals of the old original USFL.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Me and some Army buddies had tickets. Do you remember Kelvin Bryant?
The name sounds familiar.
He was a running back for the Philadelphia Stars, and he was one of the highest paid running backs in the USFL. And, me and a bunch of Army buddies kept heckling him, saying, "You still haven't earned your contract." And we're shouting at him. He's smiling at us. He's having fun. I like Kelvin Bryant because he had a sense of humor.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Greg,
I look forward to
we gotta finish things up here, but I want to thank you again for coming on. And we'll have to talk again soon.
Yeah. Text me who gets silly stringed. I want to know that. And I want to see the video.
All right. We'll do it, man. Have a good one.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
All right. So before we jump into those picks, I guess I will share my video from last week. I was supposed to do one this week.
You should have just showed it with Greg on the still here.
I didn't think about it until he said what he did, and then I was already
past it.
Out of
this
it.
This is why I'm the producer.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go ahead. All right. So let me do... this working here. Let's do this. All right. Sharing screen. Remove the banners.
All right.
This is mine from last week after we put up Christmas decorations, which is why I've got the Virginia Tech Santa hat on. So it's having fun.
Hi, this is Joe Bond again from Fantasy Six Pack, doing my week 11. Week 11. Philly
Spring
Picks video.
Don't try to correct me.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Projecting that Tony Pollard, and my daughter, even by shooting me all season long. Anyway, Tony Pollard went over the projection of, I think it was like 13.5 points. He finally scored a touchdown, first time since week one. So, have at it, guys.
You know it's old when there Tony Pollard's on his third string.
I let him get me in the face this time.
Yeah, I saw it earlier. Was proud. Yes.
Oh yeah, Lucas gets like 3 inches from me, and it's just like it's making my shirt wet. And I was like, "Get away!"
Yeah,
that's gross when you get that close.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
I don't mind getting sprayed, but when it's like wet, so nasty.
Yeah.
All right, that is it. It was kind of cool. I realized I could actually control it.
I would hate cleaning that up inside.
Yeah, it's not that bad, actually. It really doesn't take that long. It's all clumped together. You just throw it away. So, all righty.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. So, we got to make our picks this week. I'll be honest. I have not really looked at.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now myself.
So,
I guess I'll go first then for you. I'll stall here for you so you can get some time. You're so welcome. So I'm actually going to be going against you, Joe, this week because I know you said you were a little down on Devontae Smith against the Niners, but he's actually my pick this week. And I'm pretty sure I'm 4 weeks straight of not getting silly string. Knock on wood. Let's keep that streak going. He's at 11.79, and he's going to bust that over.
11.7?
11.79.
In half? Half PPR? In half.
Correct.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
You know what? You got to live on the edge when you when you haven't been silly string for so long.
I agree.
Oh, my God. DK, another touch. I was going to lose this game.
I hope
they
do.
That's about right. He gets his 3 touchdown games, you know, week 10 and beyond.
Nick, I believe in Raz Bowl started DK. That's going to do him well. So. He's in what? 8th place right now? I'm at like 11th. You're in first, AJ?
I'm in first.
Hell, you got a pretty large lead, too.
All thanks to Dak. Dak was.
How's that feeling?
Brilliant. I mean,
how's that feeling?
It hurts, but I'll take it. Him and Cooks, and I started both of them again tonight. I started Ferguson. I almost started Charbonneau. I kind of wish I did now after talking you out of it, but
yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
he's only done slightly okay today. Jerk.
Yeah, he's done pretty damn good. All right. I am leaning towards
16 PPR points. Yeah.
Taking that. Underdog just
16.
Underdog just tweeted.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf's receiving touchdowns this season before tonight, 3. DK Metcalf's receiving touchdowns tonight, 3.
Nice. Jamie Ayuk's is 12.9. I was actually looking at that one myself, but you can have it.
Man, I trust Jalen Hurts.
No,
Jalen Hurts got the clutch
1276 gene. Right now. Did it change?
This is a FanDuel.
Oh, you're looking.
I'm looking at the other, like the more updated ones. Let me just, I'll grab them for you. So Ayuk, he's at 12.9. So, AJ, you got yours or want me to go?
If you have yours, go for it.
I didn't, but I'll figure it out.
Well, then I will go with
Tony Pollard on the over.
Take Bijan Francais. He on mine, he is at
34 points from Metcalf.
He's got 41 in my home league.
Damn.
Bijan is sitting at 13.09 on the one I'm looking at. I don't know if that's the one you're looking at.
It's 13.1, so yeah, 13.09, I guess. Yes.
Jamie's got his over. He's planting his flag on ice.
All right. Let's write it down. Mike, you write these down.
Bijan, I'm going over 13. The Jets defense has been good at times, but not against the run. So I will take the over on Bijan.
I don't. I think I'm going to go over on, where'd he go? Mostert getting 12.1.
Are you worried that A-Chain coming back might eat into that?
Is he actually coming back?
He logged a limited practice.
Damn. I don't want to get into the whole like injury crap again. So let me.
Well, that's why I brought it up.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because yeah, I would have screwed myself again. I got totally screwed because I was like confident the Cup wasn't playing last week, and then he did. It wouldn't matter.
I was with you.
Target Puka. Well, they targeted Puka, but it didn't. It was Tyron Williams. So,
Todd Gurley 2.0.
My God.
So I've got CD in my one league. I just looked at it and I'm like, wow, what the heck? Our score is 24-39. I was like, how do we already do that? And I was like, oh, I've got CD. He has DK.
Yeah, he's got DK. I knew exactly who he had when you said the number of points. Yeah. Well, you know what? Screw it. I'm going Mostert anyway. It's basically right, a touchdown. It's basically a touchdown of 60 yards. I think he can do that.
I don't want to hear it on Saturday when we hear that A-Chain's active.
Four.
On Twitter.
Sorry. I think Mostert can do it anyway.
All right. If I hear it on Twitter, I'm clipping this.
They'll get up big and he'll run anyway. And the Commanders' run defense isn't what it was now the last few weeks, so I think we'll be good.
I won't lie. I wanted to take Waddle. I thought about it. Tyreek Hill's, man. He's at 19.62. I'm like,
Waddle's
at
12.5, and that's a lot for him.
I was like 20 and a half.
I don't want to live that much on the edge.
Oh, 12 and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. 12 and a half is that's a pretty spot on.
They were tough projections
for Waddle. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah. All right, everybody. So that is it for our show and our Silly Strings picks. If you want to jump in on those with us, respond to the tweet that goes out tomorrow morning. Friday morning is usually when I send out the tweet with all the links to the shows. And I'll put all of our picks here, including Jamie, who's in the comments. Just respond with yours. And if you lose, you get Silly Stringed. And you know, it's all for fun. So. That's what we do. So right now we got this 35-27 game. 11 minutes left. This is gonna be a long ass game. But I'm gonna go watch the last quarter here. And good luck in week 13, everyone. Go check out Fantasy Six Pack, become an all access member. Use promo code FF Playoffs. I forgot to say that earlier, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
To save 25%. That's gonna be good through the rest of the NFL season. So go ahead and get that going, and we will see you all next week. Peace. Bye.